ATIA, this is Michael Off, and I am speaking with David
Dowd.
David Dowd from ABIC. That's SEE, right?
That's correct.
And what do you offer, David?
Well, ABIC offers assistive technologies for blind and visually impaired individuals. We have a series of products, most known for our iPal product. However, there's actually a series of products, and today at the show, we're showing the newest version of iPal, and that is called iPal Solo.
And what is iPal? What does that do?
iPal is a device that takes with a camera and a tripod. You place your reader material in front of it, takes a picture, and begins to read to you through your PC within just a few seconds. So it's basically optical character recognition to speech.
Okay, very good. And would that work on like one of these little netbooks here that I have that are becoming all the rage?
It certainly would.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The cool thing about iPal Solo is it's a portable device, so it's great for students or for the workplace, and it will work with any PC.
Okay, so it's a hardware device. Why don't you give the dimensions of it?
It's a hardware device. Well, if you could picture a small tripod folded up, that's what it looks like when it's folded up. When you just take out the two legs, you basically have a right angle with a little camera sticking with a 12-inch staff sticking out of it with a camera. So basically, it just gives you a place to a guide. That right angle becomes a guide. You place your printed materials in that guide, and it takes a picture and starts reading to you.
What about things like money or things where lettering is kind of engraved onto it, or is it strictly paper?
That's a good question. I haven't tried it with money, but one thing the product does very well is it, in our technical term, pre-processes the image and separates the image so that it's able to read, for instance, articles in the newspaper that might be a combination of video, I mean, not video, but pictures and, boxes and so forth. It's really good at distinguishing all of that.
Very good. And what's the cost of this device?
That device, the iPal Solo, the iPal PC version is $1,995. I'd like to tell you about our newest version, though, which is iPal Solo.
Okay.
Okay, we call it Solo because it works without a computer.
Really? It's a standalone,
OCR
reading machine?
Yes, correct. We call it a reading appliance.
Okay.
It's a standalone appliance. If you could picture a overhead projector, it looks like a slimmed-down overhead projector. It stands about an inch, about 2 inches tall, little black box about 18 inches on the base, and then a little camera that's suspended over it, and there's no computer. That's the cool part about it. It doesn't have to have a computer. So the iPal, the other one we described, is more portable for kids, students to take to school. This is more for, we're targeting this for seniors and others.
Right, so they can set it by the door, grab their mail, and read that or their bills and other important documents.
You've got it, Michael. That's
without
exactly
all the complexity
it.
Of a computer. Very
right.
Good.
We picture it in the kitchen for recipes. We picture it by the nightstand for reading or your easy chair.
Okay, why don't you give some contact information, phone number and website where people can reach you if they want
to
know
more. All right, great. My contact information is, can I mention one more product?
Sure, yes.
If they don't mind.
Yes.
And that is there's another version of iPal called ZoomX that also displays magnified text, and there's one called Twix, which adds a second camera for long distance viewing, and that's aimed for students. So a student can be looking at a book one moment, magnified text, and also zoom, toggle back and forth between the blackboard and the book.
Oh, very good.
Okay. Great. Again, it's abic.com.
That's ABISEE. I kept writing the letter C. ABISEE.com.
That's absolutely correct. And our 800 number is 800-681-5909. I'll just repeat that for you quickly. 800-681-5909. Again, my name is David Dowd.
All right, David, thank you for dropping by today. We wish you success with your company.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.
Good to see you today. Broadcasting live from ATIA, this is Michael Loff.